Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Illinois' latest budget was signed into law on Tuesday by Governor J.B. Pritzker. It's the largest spending plan in state history. Pritzker says the nearly $56 billion package will increase affordability and financial stability statewide.
This budget lowers costs for everyday Illinoisans. It protects our state's fiscal health, and it continues the economic progress we have worked so hard to build over the last 7.5 years.
The state budget includes everything from emergency payments for Illinoisans kicked off of federal SNAP food benefits to new taxes on social media companies. The Illinois State House passed the budget along partisan lines. State Republicans were opposed to its size and various tax increases. The spending plan is Illinois' 8th consecutive balanced budget. Next week marks 4 years since Roe v. Wade was overturned, in which time Illinois has become a top provider of abortions for out-of-state patients. Nearly 1 in 4 abortions for people who don't live in Illinois were performed by Illinois-based providers last year. That's according to data from the Guttmacher Institute, a prominent abortion rights organization. Megan Jayefo is the executive director of the Chicago Abortion Fund and says the decision to overturn Roe expanded the group's role nationwide.
What was once a regional abortion fund is now a critical part of the nation's abortion access infrastructure, helping people navigate bans, travel across state lines, and overcome financial barriers to help people get the care they want, need, and deserve.
Since 2022, Illinois has also passed several bills aimed at protecting abortion access statewide. Students at Iowa's public universities could soon earn a degree with fewer credit hours. The new Bachelor of Applied Professional Studies degree will take just 3 years and 90 credits to complete. The universities currently offer accelerated tracks, allowing ambitious students to complete 120 credit hours in a 3-year timeline. But the new program actually reduces the number of credits needed to graduate. The move comes after a 2025 law ordered the universities to get graduates into the state's workforce more quickly. The Board of Regents formalized the program at their meeting on Tuesday. Academic departments will now have to implement the program. One person is dead and a suspect is in custody following a shooting Tuesday morning in East Moline. According to a media release, East Moline police responded to reports of gunfire around 6:30 at the Crown Forest Apartment complex on 49th Avenue. Officers located a man with multiple gunshot wounds inside an apartment. He was later pronounced dead at a local hospital. About 2 hours later, police tracked down Anthony Tem of Rock Island, who surrendered after a short pursuit. The 21-year-old is being held at the Rock Island County Jail on a charge of first-degree murder, awaiting formal charges. The victim's identity is being withheld pending family notification. An autopsy will be conducted in the coming days. Cedar Falls is moving forward with plans to build a new gas power plant. Iowa Public Radio's Gavin McGough reports the city approved the $80 million project this week, despite calls from some community members for renewables.
The 37-megawatt Viking Energy Center secured final approval from the City Council. It now goes before the Iowa Utilities Commission. Cedar Falls Utilities is behind the project. General Manager Susan Abernathy says the country is seeing a historic surge in demand for electricity, and power providers are struggling to keep pace.
Which again is why it's so critically important that we move forward with the Viking Energy Center, because if push comes to shove with local generation, we can be islanded, we can take care of ourselves without having to worry about catastrophes on the larger grid.
City residents questioned the utility's investment in fossil fuels, calling for battery power or renewables, but the utility says gas remains essential for reliability. I'm Gavin McGough, IPR News.
The Iowa Court of Appeals has ordered the Department of Natural Resources to investigate the water quality of a stream in the state's northeast. The decision sides with a group of citizens known as the Driftless Water Defenders. For years, they've watched nitrate levels rise in Bloody Creek Run. They claim the pollution comes from a cattle operation first approved by the DNR in 2017. James LaRue is the group's lawyer and says the stream is a symbol of Iowa's declining water quality, and they want a good faith investigation.
And we think the whole purpose of the DNR Water Quality Division is to get to it. To investigate.
The DNR did not respond to an immediate request for comment. It has 30 days from the ruling to appeal the decision to the state Supreme Court. And this is WVIK News.